there is a court, a federal court in California that's been hijacked by the vaccine deep state. And they have put out what are called TROs, you know, temporary restraining orders, that are secret sealed orders that don't exist in the normal court system. And they are ordering hosting companies and infrastructure providers to shut down temporarily all anti-vax websites. So that's what Natural News is suffering. Yesterday, I thought it was maybe somebody impersonating federal agents getting fake hoaxed court orders.
Oh my
orders.
God, this news is the most massive ever. We knew it's not just DNS blocking. They now have secret court orders under national security to block anybody exposing what's happening and pointing out the truth. My God, it's martial law is what it is. All right, it's 12 noon Central Time. Mike Adams was supposed to be on 30 minutes ago, and I appreciate him holding. He's an engineer, runs a big company, runs over 300 websites like naturalnews.com. And we appreciate him holding because he understands how big that was and breaking with Owen Schroyer, just not getting arrested. We're going to get into the huge coronavirus news and big developments there, and then the big developments of Fox News admitting, heck, reprint me that article. I can't find it in my stack. Thanks, guys. Oh, here it is. That the fluoridation that they call fluoride is really a toxic mix of chemicals, and that it's a congressional waiver in law to do that. And now they're going to put the biosludge that's even worse, or not going to, they are, on the crops. So this is so huge. This is all coming out. And they admit that it's deadly toxic, what the fluoride's doing to people. Just amazing. But I know you want to respond, because I saw you on Skype the last 10 minutes shaking your head, watching that footage. Radio listeners can find it. We're uploading it right now. It just went live to Infowars.com and NewsWars.com and Bandai Video. I mean, Owen did nothing, and he's right in the same spot where the leftists run around screaming like chickens on LSD or something.
Well, Owen, he's to be commended for his actions, and he is showing the complete hypocrisy of the system where you cannot stand silently holding a sign if that sign is pro-Trump. But you can hold a sign and not be molested by security if it's an anti-Trump sign. So now we have here in the Capitol building the same thing that the tech giants are doing. It's the content of your speech is what determines whether it's legal or illegal, whether it's allowed or banned. And again, Owen Schroyer is doing that. He's proving it. And by the way, I love what you just said. You're going to have a DC bureau or activities there. I agree. If InfoWars can get in the faces of these people there in DC every single day, they can expose this hypocrisy. You know, Owen Schroyer just won big time. Even though he got arrested, it's a big win for showing the insanity of this censorship position. So hands up to Owen and Savannah. They're covering it as well.
And I'll say this, the police, I'm not defending what they did, but clearly they didn't want to do it. They've been ordered to do it, and they did not look happy. But it shows the criminal orders they're being given by the human tick that is, well, we know who's leading this whole thing. It's Nadler.
Yeah, absolutely. And by the way, I've got a breaking story to share with you here today. When we get into, look, this clampdown on free speech and the release of the coronavirus have everything in common. This is all one big plan. It is a bioweapon, and you're not allowed to talk about it. And the attacks on free speech are being ramped up everywhere. I've got details that no one else has covered yet.
And by the way, so I'll go ahead and just, I haven't told you this yet. You told me 2 days ago, massive unprecedented attacks you're under. We won't get into how they're doing it. Guess we started getting attacked last night, same style yep. attack. And it turns out everybody's getting hit right now ahead yes. of the coronavirus. They don't want us telling people who has their fingerprints on it.
Yeah, it's a huge story. We are still disconnected from our own data servers now, 2 days and running. I've been able to post some emergency alerts. But here's the breaking news. I don't mean to take away from what Owen is doing. That's the big bombshell story of the day. And
no,
we're gonna cover
no,
that
it's coronavirus. The attack on free speech is important, but that's something that's a long-term fight. The coronavirus is really starting to look bad.
It's very bad. The hospitals are being overrun in Wuhan province in China. 10,000 hazmat suits have now been distributed to healthcare workers there. I mean, food supplies are being stripped bare because of the quarantines in three cities now. It's insane. But this is timed with a very specific new kind of attack, a new sabotage attack. I've got the details in a post I put up there this morning. Look, there is a court, a federal court in California that's been hijacked by the vaccine deep state. And they have put out what are called TROs, you know, temporary restraining orders that are secret sealed orders that don't exist in the normal court system, and they are ordering hosting companies and infrastructure providers to shut down temporarily all anti-vax websites. So that's what Natural News is suffering. Yesterday, I thought it was maybe somebody impersonating federal agents getting fake hoaxed court orders.
Oh, my God. This news is the most massive ever. We knew it's not just DNS blocking. They now have secret court orders under national security to block anybody exposing what's happening and pointing out the truth. My God, it's martial law is what it is. Ladies and gentlemen, Owen Schroyer has been arrested for peacefully holding up a little sign the size of just printer paper saying tech companies banned me from social media. Democrats are trying to be banned from the Capitol, which they said in court. The judge said no, First Amendment. Others are allowed to hold up signs at the very same spot. We have footage from 2 days ago, but he was arrested. He was arrested. Now, Mike Adams has naturalnews.com, over 300 major sites, and he is highly respected. He's an engineer. He owns a major toxicology lab that tests vaccines, everything. I mean, if anybody is accredited to be saying what he's saying, it's him. He's got medical doctors, scientists on his advisory group, his board. He's got a major facility, major facilities here in Texas, okay? Major publisher in multiple languages around the world, hundreds of books. I mean, he runs just a giant operation. And so we're already talking about free speech. He was going to come on about the coronavirus and just how Bill and Melinda Gates funded a vaccine for it. That's a fact. Others are reporting that. And suddenly, 2 days ago, he said, yeah, we can't get on our website. Hackers have gone in and blocked us. We've never seen this. Well, he just learned today. He just learned today the next level of censorship is here. It's not just IP level blocking. It's not just deplatforming you from Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. It's getting a judge in a secret court, just like they did with the president with the FISA warrants, to order takedowns of anti-vax sites, and suddenly it's happening to other big prominent sites. It'll probably happen to Kennedy, who has been speaking out against it. They are going into overdrive right now. You've heard them saying all this. And so this has absolutely 100% to do with the coronavirus and publicly available information. So anything, Mike, you need posted to Infowars.com or Newswars.com or other sites and things we have on other people's servers and things that aren't even in our name, relay to us, because this could happen to us. This is happening everywhere, folks. This is how bad it's gotten. That's why we got to have backup sites and relay sites and sites we work with. I've got big announcements I'm making on Monday, collaborations that we're involved in, because we knew this was coming with 284 days. But it's here. Secret court issuing website takedown orders in America targeting vaccine truth sites. And they have learned secret court orders hidden inside sealed termination court cases, which are being laundered through the federal bankruptcy courts, but have nothing to do with bankruptcies, are the hidden from the public view and assigned a secret code that indicates their real purpose: to disrupt and sabotage the independent media, ordering tech companies to remove websites, deplatform channels, or disrupt indie media operations. And of course, it's being run out of San Francisco. Of course it is. Ladies and gentlemen, we even know the name of the judge. Mike's not going to release that at this time. It's incredible how he discovered this. This is the terrorism of the deep state. And you think Trump's invincible, folks, and they're telling him he's going to win the election, so he's confident. But they've got a bunch of tricks happening while the trial's going. We told you, if they start blocking sites at the server level, you know they're dropping the hammer. So many points are converging together right now. Mike Adams, already had you coming on today about these big issues with the coronavirus and what's happening. But this is the biggest censorship news ever, because they have COG, continuity of government, emergency courts. Obviously, Trump isn't even involved in this. This is the deep state, so rogue, didn't want you to know this was even going on. You've been calling me for 4 or 5 days. It's happened to a bunch of other sites, medical news sites, big stuff going on. And so there it is, solved. Natural News subjected to industry sabotage by vaccine deep state working in conjunction with court, secret California court, incredible story, culprits identified, site functionality compromised, but recovery underway. We are very close to live status again. Check back for updates. Wow. And I'm not going to even get into our architecture, how we stay up. But this is the deep state terrorism, folks. And if they can't sue us out of existence with fake lawsuits, this is the next level. That's why you've got to remember, we've got to go to the point of putting out our backup sites we haven't even announced to people yet. And we're going to have to do a leapfrogging, folks, that when they take one big one down, you'll have to know what the new backup is on other servers, and it's going to take them time. But Trump's got to act on this now. Mike Adams, this is so illegal. This is so secret. This is so out of control. This is so unbelievable. This is exactly how this stuff is done. And it's all these maniac judges appointed by the Democrats just doing whatever the hell they want to the president, to the military, to the police. I mean, this is judicial tyranny. Break down what you can tell us at this point.
We have a team of lawyers and private investigators working on this, and they were able to uncover this secret sealed TRO, a temporary restraining order, which initially we thought was a hoax, but it turns out to have been issued by a court out of California. I already gave you the name of the judge off air. I can say this judge is a female, and she is a judge who has been accused. She's called one of the most corrupt judges in California. She's accused of helping a lawyer skim billions of dollars off of asbestos settlement trust funds. So she is a defender of chemical poisons and obviously an operative of the vaccine industry. Perhaps we'll release her name at a later date. But she signed an order to sabotage naturalnews.com, and we learned from our own attorneys that she signed similar orders for dozens of other websites. The only thing these sites have in common is that they were named on a list, and they're all known to be vaccine truth websites or so-called anti-vax websites. My attorneys also warned me that this TRO could be escalated. They could literally seize your domain name, and you have no opportunity to defend against this restraining order. You're not given any notice. We were never given any notice whatsoever. We were about
to
file an
emergency
motion.
Did you learn who went and filed the fake garbage against you?
We know who filed it. Yes, we know who's involved in this. We know all the names. And our lawyers are going to be filing an emergency injunction against this TR probably in the Austin federal courts later today. So we're fighting this because it is blatantly illegal. And again, it's a secret court. Alex, listen, what they do is they go to an old bankruptcy court involving people that have nothing to do with us, that a case that was terminated in 2018, and they reactivate the case, and then they attach a new temporary restraining order that has nothing to do with anything to go shut down websites. So what they're doing is
believe me, they're telling me in my court cases, when we give them discovery no one's ever done before, do everything, they go, you're a criminal, you're not doing what we say, we're going to put you in jail. And then they send us child porn hidden in files. We never open it, but then they do subpoenas and know right where to go.
Yes, yes. All of our staff members were hit by attempted phishing attacks right before this happened. Of course, we know not to click strange links in email, so that didn't work.
Well, I mean, here's the bottom line. Canary in the coal mine. You've talked to other sites, it's happening to them. They're making a big move, and it could be this virus out of China is what they're going to use to try to overthrow Trump, create a civil emergency. We've said one of their wild cards could be a bio attack or hysteria from a potential bio attack, Mike Adams.
Well, the timing of this is crucial. I think John Rappaport also has suffered severe attacks on his website. I noticed that when I went to Infowars.com this morning that you had the Cloudflare turned way up because obviously you must have been getting hit by DDoS attacks.
Massive attacks. I don't even want to get into all that. Exactly. What listeners don't get is we're not victims here. We're on the front lines of the fight. So we don't bitch and go, oh, I'm a baby, help me. They've just arrested Owen. Everybody else is allowed to have speech. He can't. They're coming after us at every level. They're running black ops against my family. And we just keep rampaging forward, winning. But I'm telling listeners, this isn't business as usual. This is red alert. Red alert. They're about to move on Trump. I'm telling you, you can feel it. You can see it, Mike. And that's why Trump needs to just absolutely come out and speak. Notice they're doing this while Trump's out of the country. I mean, this is out of control, man. They could kill Trump today. I mean, the fact that they're pulling secret courts doing this type of crap ahead of this virus, who the hell knows what they've already got and what they're doing. And they're testing to see if we figure it out and we know, or maybe our sites just disappear and everybody goes, oh, where'd InfoWars go? This is unbelievable.
The courts have been hijacked at this point. They're hijacked by the vaccine deep state, and this vaccine deep state is this. It's a cartel between corporations and government.
It's Bill and Melinda Gates,
the NIH, the National Institutes of Health,
and they don't know what to do now that the UN scientists, head UN scientists, came out and said vaccines are killing people. There's a cover up. That's right. At Band.Video. They absolutely don't know what to do. Mike, we're going to come right back to you and talk about this. Folks, this is the biggest censorship news ever. This takes the cake by orders of magnitude. This is like a number 10 earthquake, okay? This is it. Guaranteed red alert. All the stops are out. I can feel it. I can see it. This is it. They're going to try to kill Trump. This is it. Remember what happened. We were the first to report on it 3+ years ago. The FISA court, supposedly under the Patriot Act for terrorists, was used against President Trump during the campaign when he was president-elect and after. And the FBI lied to Congress in 2017 and said they hadn't been surveilling Trump. It was all over the media and the New York Times saying Alex Jones is a liar. We didn't surveil him. We specifically said the FISA court. I was told that by former high-level people in the National Security Agency. We weren't just up here saying that. Why do you think they were saying, arrest me, kill me, I'm a Russian agent and all this crap? The people that were telling me that are the folks that took down the entire Soviet Union, not the Russians, people like William Benny. And he said that on record here on air, so that's not a secret. But we weren't just imagining all this specifically exactly, okay? So when I tell you this stuff, I'm not up here trying to be dramatic. They've got the Senate trial going for the next 2 weeks. They've got this virus popping up, and they've already done the big drills. And Bill and Melinda Gates, that are the deep state, are even behind the drills and the virus. The virus they've patented for a vaccine. I'm not saying they're behind this new one that just magically showed up right now. And Mike Adams is the tip of the spear when it comes to health news. He's just as big as Mercola, and obviously, they collaborate, and Mike's got a lot of big things he was about to launch that upsets big tech, who's being sued, and it's all over the news, suppresses any new rivals. Well, Mike was about to announce this week, huge stuff. We were so excited. Well, you just saw what happened. He's been scrambling around, calling me at night. Everybody else's sites are going down. You know what's going on. We're just getting hammered. We're getting attacked. They're crawling all over stuff. I'm just going to leave it at that. But they got his domain support. Didn't tell them, and then just went and took it down. And then it's some squirrely court with a judge that's known all over. I looked her name up as Mrs. Corruption. And they don't care because they believe they're going to take Trump out. For a judge to do something like this secretly, they're telling her, Trump's gone. We're going to finally get him. Just like they told Strzok and Page, Trump's gone. Set him up. They are threatening a judge. They're holding her feet to the fire with all the asbestos corruption that's been alleged and reported to make people do stuff. Stuff like this is so illegal. Remember what I told you 3 years ago and then the headlines this year and last year? FBI lied hundreds of times. Just type it in. FISA court says FBI lied to them with fake information to get illegal warrants. Just, I'll put it in my phone if you want. Can we just put that in? There it is. The Inspector General's report reveals a scandal of historic magnitude, not only for the FBI, but also the U.S. media. Yeah, that's the original report that we first broke, but I'm going to show you the new articles. I'll get it. It's just, this was big news in the last 3 months. Everybody heard it. Everybody knows it. Headline, FBI lied to FISA court. Just, that's all you put in. And there it is. That's what's happening. And so it's the very same thing here, but you don't even know who does it. Unless you've got a bunch of money and time and energy to scramble around and find out what the hell happened. Just like I was put by G2 last year on a secret filing for my bank credit saying perfect score, except he's hate, so he has a horrible score. Take away his merchant accounts, everything he has. This is war, folks. This is illegal. This is racketeering. This is criminal. This is disgusting. This is evil. And now Mike Adams has tracked it back with PIs and lawyers and found out what happened. Mike, please continue.
We're gonna have bombshell details in the days ahead. But what we know, and you described it accurately. There, listen. This is the headline today. There is now a secret FISA court or FISA style court in America that's ordering website takedowns, and they are specifically targeting websites that talk about vaccine truth. And this is happening at the same time of this massive coronavirus outbreak, massive cover up in China, people dropping dead in the streets. And it's already spread to America and who knows how many other countries. This is not a coincidence, Alex, and you nailed it. This is coordinated. It's all about causing devastation and causing disease and causing
it's so
a national emergency.
Illegal what the courts and these people and the Democrats are doing. It means they're going for broke. They just escalated the level of their crimes is what I'm saying. Everything they're doing now, arresting reporters, and everybody else has speech, taking down sites secretly. This means they've launched their next level of ops. They're not giving in. They're not rolling over. This is a huge escalation, Mike. While all this other stuff's happening and what it surrounds, this coronavirus, then you know, 100%, folks, the canary just died in the coal mine. The damn coal mine is blowing up right now, okay? This is it. It's on. Total maximum red alert. Guaranteed. Mike, continue.
And remember, this virus is going to become more deadly as it mutates and it adapts. So the fatality rate that we're seeing right now, which is already much higher than influenza, is just the beginning. And there are also binary weapons that we talked about yesterday just a little bit. As this virus combines with what they're putting into the vaccine, remember, they can put DNA-altering ingredients into the vaccines. And isn't it amazing they have the vaccine ready for this at the same time the outbreak happened? That's impossible. Unless you're a time traveler.
Bill and Melinda Gates had a drill just 2 months ago, and they're panicking that everybody's pointing it out. They think shutting you down is going to stop it. It's one of the top trends on Twitter. Everyone's saying it.
Yep. And they're going to roll out mandatory vaccines. When this becomes a panic in America, and by the way, the media is going to cause this to be a massive, massive, you know, panic among the public, but they're going to push people to mandatory vaccines. They're going to have an emergency order. Maybe by the president. I don't know. I don't know if he's going to stop this. He's not stopping the tech censorship. I don't know what he's going to do. But they're going to have mandatory vaccines, and the vaccines will be the second half of the binary weapon. This is euthanasia via vaccination. This is what it's all about. And because you and I, people like us, can speak intelligently about this, because we know the history, we know the background. That's why we are targeted first with these illegal secret court orders to take down our websites. It is so blatantly illegal. I mean, the court in California just committed a felony crime against National News. The DOJ should be arresting that judge whose name I gave you off air. She should be behind bars, and yet she's still signing orders to take down other websites today. And these infrastructure providers out there are just following orders. They get a secret court order. I called the vice president of our hosting company, and I said, what the hell is going on? Tell me. He says, I've been told not to talk about it. I can't tell you anything. There's nothing I can tell you. I said, we never received anything. No notice, no nothing. What is this? Is this America? What about due process? Aren't I supposed to receive notice? He says, we don't know anything about that. We have a TRO, and we have to act on it because it's from a court in California. And this is happening all over the country right now today. This is why sites are being taken down. The kill switch is here. The kill switch is here. This is what we warned about. We've been talking about this for years, Alex. You and I both and many others. This is the kill switch. Tomorrow, I don't know what your infrastructure is. I know it's probably way better than ours, so you're more resistant to it, but they're going to try everything to take InfoWars offline.
We're already under attack. Stay there. This is the biggest news ever in my 25 years. What, this is so illegal. I'm getting all the calls, too. It's happening to hundreds of prominent people. They are making their move ahead of the takedown of Trump. They have been testing, and now they're making their move, which means this virus that they're reporting is way more deadlier than they first said is going to be absolutely horrible if this is true. And they don't want anybody there to point out who developed it or who has a history of developing stuff like this. This looks like the big one, folks. Total maximum alert. There is an ongoing live trial of President Trump happening as we speak. We've been in a protracted trade war with the communist Chinese, who've killed over 100 million of their own people, that the left is completely allied with. Big tech has been working in concert as a combine or oligopoly to suppress the speech of nationalist patriots and others. And now the professor who exposed his wife has died, and he believes now that it was foul play and a message to him. The internet kill switch, listen to me carefully. The internet kill switch has been activated by the deep state and by Obama and Clinton era appointed judges. I have been getting hundreds of calls in the last week from notable sites that are pro-Trump and or expose vaccines and or talk about issues that Big Pharma doesn't like glyphosates. That's all confirmed that it's causing cancer. And that these consumer advocacy sites, journalists, are having their servers wiped, and the companies aren't telling them why they're wiped and won't talk to them. Mike Adams has over 300 sites. He's a major publisher, an engineer, owns a medical testing company that actually tests vaccines and things like that, one of the top accredited in the state of Texas. He works with Dr. McCullough, a medical doctor exposing this, and many others. A secret court filed a secret TRO on him, but he learned just in that court dozens and dozens of others and more every day. And I'm getting all these calls, people saying they won't say why. I've just been taken off. This is Kafkaesque. This is 1984. And this is all happening with the backdrop of the big tech censorship and Owen Schroyer arrested a second time, this time not in chambers, saying to Nadler, you're a tyrant, not Trump. But this time peacefully with a piece of tape over his mouth saying censored, holding up a little sign saying, I've been censored by big tech off the internet. Now I'm being censored out of the Capitol. You know, he wasn't banned from the Capitol. The Democrats had called for that in court the day before when he was there for the first arrest. They arrested him. That video's on Infowars.com and Newswars.com. My personal lawyer is a famous First Amendment lawyer. He's also a famous criminal lawyer. Norm Pattis is here, but quite frankly, Owen is important, and he should get out in the next 3 hours or so. We've been talking to the Capitol Police. But that's just a section of the same animal. The internet kill switch at server level. They've got systems to shut down hubs. That's one part of it. But to be able to go in and just say, boom, 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 go into a judge. Nobody ever knows why you're taking off. You can't face them, just like Trump had a secret court that the FBI was lying to. That's all confirmed now. This is judicial tyranny. And the fact that the Democrats, because Mike Adams is the name of the judge, all the info, the fact that this is all happening in secret shows they've just escalated to another level, believing they're not going to get in trouble for what appears to be crimes they're committing. Because the deep state's not been punished for trying to take Trump out so far. They take that as, hey, we've shot a bunch and missed. Let's just escalate. Maybe we'll get him this time by cutting out all his support from under him. This is a major tyrannical move and is stunning. We'll get constitutional lawyer Norm Pattis' take on that on both cases. And oh, but Mike Adams, we're all in this together. This happening to you is like getting my arm chopped off. So many people say, I don't care. My site's not getting taken down. Big tech, it's in the news. There's lawsuits. Wants everybody shut down. Even other liberal sites that they don't control are being shut down. It's monopoly. It's monopoly tactics. And it's racketeering. Like the mafia saying, you're not going to open a cleaner's in this town. We'll burn it down. Or you're not going to open another restaurant on this block. That's what they're doing. And it's outrageous. And it signals to me, Mike, total escalation. I don't see how you escalate past this unless they start shooting people. I mean, and silencing people like this would be ahead of a move on the president. I think President Trump's in more danger than ever. My God, they've got the trial right now, using that as the backdrop for what they're about to roll out, and they don't want us to counter it. I predict there isn't a major uproar by Breitbart and by Daily Caller and by Fox News. That'll be a signal, and they're going to roll this out to not hundreds of sites that I know of that are having this, thousands probably, it'll be millions, because they've all got them listed and ready, and they're just going to do this. And if they don't get in trouble with that, they'll just send whole lists, not even from a court. Mike Adams, what do you think?
All it takes is you being named, just being put on a secret list in a secret court with a secret sealed order that the public cannot find. You know, normally you can look up federal court records by their number. It's a district number, followed by the year number, followed by the case number. You can use a phone system, or you can use the web system and look them up. These cases are sealed, secret cases. You're never alerted to them. It's total tyranny. This is the same kind of judicial tyranny, Alex, that has been used against President Trump. I mean, every time Trump signs an executive order, for example, to protect our borders from radical Islamic terrorists, then the liberal judges say, no, we're going to shut that down. Well, how does a judge in Hawaii, in that case, have that power? How does a judge in California have the power to shut down my website in Texas, for example? These are tyrants, and they are just running rampant across the country. They've got to be stopped through a legal process.
And I cannot tell listeners enough and viewers, stand together or hang separate. This is the test. This is confirmed. I've been wondering what's going on for 5 or 6 days. You've called me. You hardly ever call me. Hey, Alex, you know what's going on? All these sites are going down. I'm getting the same calls. No one knows. They call their hosting provider. They won't even tell them because they're told national security. Don't even tell someone because they know these orders are illegal, which, again, you'd normally go to jail for this down the road. But this means they're going for broke. Listeners and viewers love BrainForce Plus. It's got a whole list of known clean compounds in nature that give you clean, focused, what I call mental stamina. It's easy if you've got to work at night and you've been up 16 hours to drink a bunch of coffee, but it stops working after a while. In fact, at night, coffee makes me sleepy. BrainForce Plus does not make me sleepy, regardless of when I take it, and it doesn't have a crash. That's why people take it. And they can't believe how amazing it is. Now, that said, it's our number one bestseller. We sell the most of it. But when we came out with this like 5 years ago, I looked at some of the leading brands and I looked at their markup 5 to 7 times. So they were selling for $80 retail, what they were probably putting, you know, $5, $6 a product in. And I said, we're not gonna do that. We're gonna put even more product in it, retail it at $29.95, and then have it even less. And that's what we've done. So we don't make a lot of money on it, but we sell a ton of it and people love it. Now, I was talking to the developers, and we were looking at a lot of the other big top sellers out there. And, you know, obviously that's turmeric. So we went and said, well, what's the best turmeric? Well, it's this turmeric extract. It's got the highest ratings. Nobody ever goes above 80%. The average turmeric's 5% being sold out there. This curcuminoid's 95%. And there's major studies that turmeric works better than, you know, Prozac type drugs for depression. And I'm not billing it as that. I'm just saying that's the power of Mother Nature. Well, let's talk about Shill Force, ladies and gentlemen. This came out 6 months ago. It's got 97, 98% reviews, but it's not a big seller. And I was going to call it ZenForce because this isn't a depressant. This is the very best known from science, known from Mother Nature, known from the ancients, fused with modern science and information, a system that gives you clean, focused, calm clarity. And so you can sleep on this, but it's not something that makes you sleepy. So it's not like Knockout that's got 8 known natural compounds that make you really sleepy and work great all together synergistically. My idea, checked with scientists, is totally safe. And people love it and they say it's the best sleep aid they've ever tried. Good, clean sleep as well. So you need to go read about Chill Force. You need to see what's in it. Stress levels have surpassed all-time highs. Anxiety rates are off the charts no matter what side of the political spectrum you're on. You can feel it. The effects are real. Over time, chronic stress can contribute to heart disease, high blood pressure, insomnia, sexual dysfunction, and so much more. I take Chill Force every morning. I really need to because I'm already so hyped up. And I went in just last week and had a yearly checkup, and they said, you've got the blood pressure of a marathon runner. Last time you came in, I guess it was 2 years ago, it wasn't yearly checkup, it was a little high. So, I mean, I'm telling you folks, it's what I'm doing is working, and it can work for you as well and support the InfoWar. Ashwagandha root extract, an ancient medicinal herb used for over 3,000 years to treat stress and relax the patient. L-theanine, a special amino acid naturally found in tea leaves. The compound has been called the stress killer because of its powerful relaxation benefits. GABA, an important neurotransmitter that controls functions of the body and mind, including nervous system relaxation. GABA is a choice to help many get support in natural systems in reaching a state of tranquility. We should call it tranquility base too. Rhodiola, rosa root extract. And it goes into the super adaptogen, what it does for stress and how good it is for you. And it does so much more. You got to go read the reviews about it. You got to find out how great Chill Force is, or you're really missing out. Chill Force.